Welcome to our summer Sunday school. Here you will find a story, a question to help you think and chat about the story, and an activity based on the story, and sometimes a prayer too. So, welcome. Week 4, a long journey. "We're hot," the people complained. "We're hungry," they moaned. "Where are we going anyway?" they wondered. Moses just sighed and shook his head. God had set the Hebrews free, and now he was leading them through the wilderness back to their own special land, the land he had promised to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. They should have been grateful. They should have been glad. But all they could do was moan. "We're tired. We're thirsty. Are we nearly there yet?" And so Moses prayed to God. And God answered. He made fresh water spill out of dry rocks. He sent plump, meaty quail at dinner time. And for breakfast, he covered the ground with sweet white flakes. The people call this manna, a word that means this tastes good, whatever it is. Did the Hebrews stop complaining? Not for one minute. "We're lost. We're scared. We should have stayed in Egypt." "Don't be ridiculous," said Moses. "God has promised to take us to our own special land, and he has chosen us to be his own special people. We can trust him to do the very best for us." And so God did. By day, he led them with a thick white cloud. By night, he led them with a flaming torch. And he showed his people the way through the wilderness. Then God called Moses to the top of a mountain and gave him 10 important rules that showed his people how to live a good and happy life. And finally, God showed them plans for a tabernacle, a special tent, where they could worship him and pray. This should have helped. It really should have. But God's people just kept on moaning. "What's going to happen? Why is it taking so long?" And even, "Maybe we should follow a different God." In fact, God's people moaned the whole journey long, right up to the moment they reached the border of God's promised land. The question this week to help you chat about the story is this. God's people were on a very long journey through difficult challenges. Which is the longest or most difficult journey you or a parent has ever made? Now, did complaining help make the journey shorter? Did complaining help make the journey easier? So switch off the audio and see what you might make of that. Welcome back. And here is your activity for this week. Draw a picture of the journey in the story. See if you can get in as many of the complaints as possible, but then add God's answer to each complaint. And then here is a prayer for this story. Ever loving and ever present God, help me learn and understand what the word contentment means and how to be content no matter how long or difficult a journey might be. Thank you. Amen.